You have a right to keep a gun, but do you have a right to buy one? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. President Obama visited Roseburg, Oregon Friday to meet with families of the shooting victims from Umpqua Community College, and the visit brought out protesters worried about what the president would do.
Our Second Amendment says no infringement. That means no infringement.
Yes, but the Second Amendment also only limits the government from infringing on your rights to arm yourself. It does not apply to gun shops, which are perfectly free not to sell you a weapon. And in fact, last summer, a gun shop owner in Florida, Andrew Hallinan of Florida Gun Supply, announced he would do just that.
Now, I have a moral and legal responsibility to ensure the safety of all patriots in my community. And so effective immediately, I'm declaring Florida Gun Supply as a Muslim-free zone.
Okay, and that's absurd, since most of these mass shootings are committed by non-Muslims. And when CNN pressed him on the matter, he admitted he said that for the publicity. But now listen to what he says next.
But the ATF expressly gives me the right and the authority to deny service to anybody that I feel is a threat for any reason. And it happens on a weekly basis that we have people come through the gun shop that they pass their background check. They seem, you know, but they seem a little off.
Did you hear that? So here is a gun shop owner saying that gun sellers should know their customers. So that just as a trained bartender knows when to cut off a would-be drunk driver, a trained gun seller would know when to cut off a would-be killer. If the NRA got behind a policy like that, they'd get the Nobel Peace Prize. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.